Book critic Maureen Corrigan says that reading Min-Jin Lee's new novel, Free Food for Millionaires, is almost as much fun as eating a handful of Bertie Bott's Every Flavor Beans with a bunch of strangers at midnight.
It's been a good summer for those of us who worry about the future of books. Last Friday night, I waited for hours at our local independent bookstore for cartons containing the last Harry Potter novel to be ripped open at midnight. My daughter and two of her friends, all 9 years old, were in costume as Fluffy the three-headed dog from the first Potter book. They'd cut three head holes into a big cardboard box and were sweating in this getup amidst a horde of kids and adults dressed as witches, magic mirrors, muggles, and of course, Harry himself. Sure, I'd read the arguments that Pottermania is just well-orchestrated publicity, that the series isn't as good, literally speaking, as, say, The Iliad or Beowulf, and that Rowling's books can't single-handedly lure kids away from the dark forces of video games. But at the stroke of midnight, those objections vanished. The crowd surged forward, whooping. Customers clutched their fresh copies of Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows, and the line moved out of the store into the parking lot, where magic was happening. Amidst the hullabaloo, kids were standing still in that lighted parking lot after midnight, lost in reading the first chapter. I'm going to treasure that vision of the parking lot as a talisman against despair over the fate of books and reading. And then another cheering development. I read a terrific debut novel this week. It's always heartening to find a good new writer, but what's especially delightful about Min-Jin Lee and her new novel, called Free Food for Millionaires, is that she's taken up the expansive form of the 19th century novel and its concerns about money, marriage, and duty to create a kind of Korean-American riff on all those sagas, Pride and Prejudice, Jane Eyre, Middlemarch, where the principled heroine sometimes behaves like a downright fool. Lee's heroine, Casey Han, has just graduated from Princeton, and as the daughter of Korean immigrants who operate a dry cleaning shop, she's mired in student loan debt. In the opening pages, Casey and her father get into an argument. He hits her and banishes her from their cramped apartment in Queens. When she flees to her boyfriend's apartment in Manhattan, she discovers him romping on the floor of his bedroom with two sorority girls he's just picked up at a bar. How would George Eliot's Dorothea Brooke handle this situation? Casey copes by hailing a cab to the ritzy Carlyle Hotel and maxing out her brand new credit card. A smart insight that Lee elaborates throughout Free Food for Millionaires is that, whereas in most Victorian novels, where a character who climbs up the class ladder will hang on for dear life to whatever rung he or she has attained, 21st century Americans can sometimes sample disparate class experiences in the course of a single day. A first-generation striver like Casey, who eventually lands a low-level job on Wall Street, can start the morning by scrambling to find car fare for the subway and end the evening by eating a business dinner at a chic restaurant where coffee costs $10 a cup. Such class tourism, however, carries a psychic cost. Casey sometimes feels as if other people around her were members of some improved world where every pot had a lid. Of course, the compact geography of Manhattan encourages such excursions into other worlds, and Free Food for Millionaires is reminiscent of another ambitious New York novel about class collision, Tom Wolfe's Bonfire of the Vanities. Unlike Wolfe's cynical, omniscient narrator, however, Lee's narrator seems generously amused by her character's flaws. The pleasure of reading this sprawling novel derives from the old-fashioned thrill of watching the wheel of fortune slowly turn for various characters. The virginal bride contracts herpes, the good catch turns out to have a gambling problem, the self-satisfied Korean-American prig loses all for a tumble in bed with a hot Irish redhead. In the Victorian-inflected saga of Casey Hahn and her friends, Lee has given readers more than just Elizabeth Bennet tricked out in a Korean hanbok. She's tweaked venerable 19th-century fictional forms to suit the story of yet another new immigrant group claiming New York City as its own. Like J.K. Rowling, Lee evokes the stories of centuries past to imagine a space where the individual consciousness of a single reader can still merge with the sensibilities of a single writer's humble artifact, the novel.
Maureen Corrigan teaches literature at Georgetown University. She reviewed Free Food for Millionaires by Min Jin Lee.